Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Have you ever known anyone who spoke when he should have been listening? Have you and I ever been guilty of speaking before we had all the facts about some topic or about some person? The Apostle Peter often spoke or reacted when he lacked understanding about what was transpiring. I have time to give you just two examples. After Peter had confessed at Caesarea Philippi that Jesus was the Christ, the Son of the living God, Jesus began to show his disciples how he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised the third day. Matthew 16:17-21. Peter did not like what Jesus was telling him. He took Christ aside and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." And Jesus turned and said unto Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense unto me, for you are not thinking the way God thinks, but the way men think." Matthew 16:22-23. John records that Jesus washed the feet of his disciples. When he was about to wash Peter's feet, the impetuous apostle said, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "If I do not wash you, you will have no part with me." Simon Peter saith unto him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." John 13:6-9. In spite of the fact that Peter spoke his mind too quickly, he was the apostle whom God had chosen to open the doors of the church, figuratively speaking, both the Jews and the Gentiles. All of the apostles were involved in preaching and teaching on the day of Pentecost, but only Peter's sermon was recorded for future generations. Acts 2:14-41. The same apostle was honored of God to preach the first gospel sermon to the Gentiles. Acts 10:11 record what occurred at the house of Cornelius. Peter understood that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation those who fear God and work righteousness are accepted with him. Acts 10:34-35. When Peter fully understood what was happening at the house of Cornelius, he asked, "Can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit as well as we?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they prayed that Peter would stay with them certain days. Acts 10:47-48. Peter was certainly in a position of leadership among the apostles, but apparently he did not possess any greater authority than they. He was not to rule over the other apostles. There is no justification for elevating him above the other apostles and for believing that he had primacy over them. One incident in the life of Paul shows conclusively that Peter was not greater in authority than the other apostles. Peter had journeyed to Antioch of Syria to visit the Christians among the Gentiles. He was eating with some Gentiles when some Jews came from Jerusalem. Peter withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. In fact, Paul accused Peter of acting the hypocrite. Paul explains, "But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, If you, being a Jew, live after the manner of the Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why do you compel the Gentiles to live as do the Jews?" Galatians 2:11-14. It ought to be obvious that Peter had no greater authority than the other apostles, and yet he was a great preacher and a great apostle. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.